This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, a radio program from patients at a psychiatric hospital tears down the wall between locked wards and the world. And Cowbird, a website aspiring to harness and organize the power of stories using social media. And a physicist turned master chocolatier explains the art, science, and elusive spirit of chocolate. But first, disabilities rights advocates are outraged over the Senate's rejection yesterday of an international human rights treaty. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, or CRPD, fell short of the two-thirds majority needed. The U.S. is already a signatory of the treaty, negotiated during the George W. Bush administration, along with China, Russia, and Iran, but the vote was to ratify it into law. Leading the charge against the CRPD was former presidential candidate Rick Santorum, along with Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Here with more is Dana Milbank, opinion writer for The Washington Post, who wrote in favor of signing the treaty last week. Great to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Pretty dramatic scene on the Senate floor yesterday. John Kerry evoking the will of Teddy Kennedy, Bob Dole in a wheelchair, John McCain reading Dole's statement in favor of a treaty, but in the end they fell short. Did you see this coming?
Yes. In fact, everybody saw it coming on both sides because the Republicans had procured enough signatures from existing sitting members to prove that they could block it during this lame duck session. That doesn't mean it won't come back in January or later and be passed. In fact, it probably will. But they were the opponents had at least persuaded enough of their Republican colleagues to hold off on it for now. So this was really just a show of what was going on in the Senate for now, and the real vote will come next year.
What would change for U.S. policy if the convention had passed?
Nothing. In a word, it was negotiated. It essentially would extend the Americans with Disabilities Act to other countries. So it's having the rest of the world sort of catch up to the standards that exist here. The opponents of it have suggested that, well, there would be court decisions or state legislatures would be forced to do things to change American law. And in fact, not like the homeschoolers are particularly worried about it, that it affects their disabled children. But they haven't been able to show exactly how this would occur. In fact, some of the complaints have been contradictory. So it appears that it would bring no change to the United States, just sort of the moral force of being a signatory to this human rights treaty, and which would put more pressure on other countries.
In fact, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association lobbied hard against ratification as a restriction of parental rights. But this is exposing something else that you point to, Dana, a deep, deep fear of UN. Mm-hmm. What's going on there, the opposition of the United Nations in any regard, controlling U.S. policy? Is there any precedent for international treaties directing U.S. policy?
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, under the Constitution, treaties that the United States agrees to are binding. So, in theory, it's a possibility. I think there's a lot of wild conspiracy theories going on about the United Nations trying to take over the United States on everything from this to bicycle riding. And look, it's there's a lot of suspicion, distrust on the right now, particularly of international organizations. And so anything that the United Nations is doing is going to be reflexively opposed. Now, even in this case, where it's really completely innocuous for the United States, they're just opposing it because the UN is what's behind it.
Let's be clear that Rick Santorum does not hate disabled people, but he did return to Washington to hold a press conference.
Well, right. He has a daughter with a very serious birth defect. In fact, brought her to this press event where he opposed it. It was quite an unusual gesture. And no, they're saying they're standing up for their disabled children. But, the fact of the matter is groups representing the disabled and veterans groups and all kinds of human rights groups are basically all on board with this thing. And there's all kinds of conservative legal scholars saying, you're really worried about nothing here. There really is no threat at all to American sovereignty.
We're talking about the recently rejected UN Human Rights Treaty and the people who clashed around it with Dana Milbank. He's a writer for The Washington Post and a columnist. Is it necessary, however, Dana, this convention? I mean, doesn't the U.S. already have ample safeguards in place to protect the rights of the disabled?
Absolutely. It's not for the United States. I think that's the whole point. It wouldn't change a thing here at all. But look, the signatories on this are Iran, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia. And for them to be on a human rights treaty in the United States to say, no, we reject that, I don't know. It would seem that that would not be the best thing for American moral authority and persuasion in the world. So here's something that costs us absolutely nothing, since it doesn't change any laws here, and it potentially puts pressure on other countries that have not done the same thing for disabled people there.
Well, yesterday, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry picked up on that point, said the treaty was supported by every veterans group in America and called the vote one of the saddest in his 28 years in the Senate. What does it say to you?
I don't think he's genuinely sad, because I think he knows that the sort of game that's going on here in the lame duck session, and I think there's a broad expectation that they will be able to get this through eventually.
But what does it say about the Senate right now? I mean, this is
sure. I mean, obviously how can we agree on the fiscal cliff where there is very little common ground when we can't agree on signing, ratifying some anodyne treaty on protecting disabled people. It's just there's a lot of opposition for opposition's sake. And when I say that, he's probably not genuinely upset, that's because he just knows that that's how things are operating now. Hopefully things will be better in the next year. I mean, we can't be terribly optimistic because neither side really has any kind of a governing majority, but the Democrats will have a slightly stronger hand in the Senate next year.
Dana, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
Dana Milbank, columnist for The Washington Post. He wrote last week in favor of ratifying the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. It was narrowly rejected by the Senate yesterday. Now, you can read more about the issue and what the HSLDA, that's the lobby for the homeschoolers, their argument against the treaty. And tell us what you think. We'd like to know on our Facebook page. Now stay with us for Grief on Demand. We'll hear about a new offering from the funeral industry, streaming memorial services for faraway relatives. That's when word of mouth continues. Just a few minutes.